reading to you from 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, the 15th verse. But in your hearts, set apart Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have, but do it with gentleness and respect. Good evening, my dear listening friends. Again, this evangelist Cecil Moe. And as you know, I'm a converted alcoholic, and I gave my heart to Christ over 50 years ago. I just celebrated my 52nd birthday this month. And one year later, God called me to preach. Well, friends, this is one of the, probably the unhappiest day of my life, and I'll tell you why. I have a decision I had to make. I either had to give up radio or give up my prison ministries. And dear friends, I couldn't give up my prison ministries because we see thousands of people saved over the past 20 years. Now, last week or 2 weeks ago, there was 24 men and women accepted Christ at the prison and at the rescue mission. Bill Adlong and Brother Charlie and I, we saw 11 men and women saved. One woman and her three teenage girls and boys came to Christ. Listen, so this will be my last broadcast. Pray for me. Oh, it's going to be tough. But I had to do what I got to do. I don't have the money to do both. And I know that winning souls is the most important job that I can do. Kick off your slippers, sit back and relax, pour you a glass of tea, and let's see what the Lord has for us, okay? I think it would only be appropriate to close my broadcasting career with the most important thing that I have learned as a preacher of the gospel. Oh, I have been I've been teased constantly over the years because I spend a lot of my time giving my personal testimony. And the reason that I do it is because the Apostle Paul, one of the greatest of them all, who tried to set out to destroy the church. One day on the road to Damascus, he was brought down by a great light out of heaven, and Saul of Tarsus was converted, and his name was changed to Paul. Paul literally turned the world upside down for Christ. Had it not been for his dedication, you and I couldn't have a chance of being saved today. He took 12 men and turned that loose to him and said, you go out into the world and preach the gospel to every living creature. And they were faithful, all but one. Well, friends, listen. I can recall in Psalms 66:16, come and listen, all you who fear God. Let me tell you what he has done for me. Now, that's the reason for a personal testimony, is to tell people what the Lord has done for you. Now, my wife has been a real blessing in my ministry. Before I get up to speak in prisons, she usually gets up and she tells the men and the women. My husband came home one night in a drunken rage, and we had a terrible argument, and I decided that night that I could no longer put up with his drinking, and I was going to take our four children and go to Portland and start life over. She said he left that house at 2 o'clock, kidnapped our oldest boy. He came home at 6 o'clock in the morning, sober as a judge, and as humble I've ever seen him, begging and pleading for one more chance. Just one more chance. And I gave it to him. And since that day, he has traveled halfway around the world telling men and women about Jesus, penitentiaries, TV, radio, not because he felt that he's something special, but because he knows this is what the world needs to hear, that we are all sinners. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You don't have to work for salvation. You can't buy salvation. What you do is by faith. You turn your back on the old way of life. Turn your face toward heaven and say, God, I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save me for Jesus' sake. That will cause you to be born again. As Paul, as Jesus told Nicodemus, ye must be born again. Friends, that's been my message. I've been broadcasting for 45 years, and you know, let me tell you quickly how I got started in radio. Many, 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 many years ago, I lived in Linden, Washington, on a little bitty three-acre place, and I had a good Christian brother from Holland. He could barely speak English, and one day he came to my home, and he said, Cecil, I would like to start a radio broadcast. I said, well, I pray for you. He said, no, I want you to be the preacher. I said, you know I'm not that good a preacher. He said, that's not the point. He said, the point is you love the souls of men and you love people. And so I'm willing to finance it. I'm willing to pay for the broadcast if you'll go do it. And so we started broadcasting in Blaine, Washington. And we had three broadcasts a week. And we named the broadcast Souls for the Lord. And I want you to know, one day I received a phone call from a man. He said, Cecil, I listened to your broadcast and I really enjoyed it. If you ever get into town in Bellingham, I'd love to pay a visit. Have you pay me a visit? I said, well, I'd be happy to. One day my wife and I was in town, and we went to this address, and we knocked on the door, and there was seven people sitting in a circle, and each one of them had a little book in their hand, and he said, this is my Mormon friends. And they started talking to me about Mormonism, and I told him, I said, listen, you wanted me to pay you a visit, and that's what I'm doing. I am not into Mormonism. I'm into Christianity. And I'm not here to put you down. I'm just telling you this is what the story is. To make a long story short, his wife was saved one night in a church meeting, and she went home and she started witness to this guy. And he was really into Mormonism. Now, here's what happened. One day I heard that he was in the hospital, pretty sick. And I decided to go visit with him. So I went over there, and he was in a tent, an oxygen tent, and he couldn't even talk. He had cancer, and he couldn't talk. And so I took him by the hand, and I shared the gospel with him, and prayed with him, and left. About 2 weeks later, I was doing something, I forget. But anyway, I just had a compulsion. I had to go to the hospital. I went to the hospital, and his wife was at the door of the room. And she said, what do you want, Cecil? I said, I come to talk to your husband about Jesus. She said, the Mormons have come and anointed him with oil, and there's nothing you can do. I said, please step aside. I walked in there, and I reached inside that tent, and I took him by the hand. And I told him, I said, Bill, listen, this is Cecil. I said, I just come to buy a tale one more time, just one more time about Jesus. And I said, and then I shared with him my own personal testimony. And I said, Bill, listen, I know you can't talk, but would you like to put your trust in Jesus? If you want to, tell me by squeezing my hand two times. If not, squeeze it once. He squeezed my hand twice. I said, bow your head, close your eyes. And I led him in a sinner's prayer, and his lips moved as he prayed the sinner's prayer. And then I had a final prayer with him. Tears streamed down his eyes, and I left. It wasn't long after that he went home to be with the Lord. Now, friends, you can be mad at me if you want. If you're a Mormon, I don't care. Let me tell you what. There's Baptists. There's Pentecostals. There's Catholics. There's all kinds of people in the world are lost, doomed and damned on the road to hell. But you see, this Morris Hongoop, with his faith, and because of his faith, I've been broadcasting for 40 years. Recently, 2 years ago, I was in the West Coast, and he was dying. He had a stroke. And I went out and I spent 3 hours with Morris Hongoop. I said, Morris, thousands of people have been saved over the years because you took the time and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit and put me on ready. And I knew I wasn't a good, very great preacher, and I never will be a great preacher. I don't want to be great. I want to be a soul winner. I want to have holy boldness, and I might tell people about Christ. This is the one another thing that decided me to leave the air, is because I've been on this broadcast, and this is a good program. This is a good station. You bet they are, and they're wonderful people. And all these months and months, I've received four phone calls. And every broadcast, I invite people to put their trust in Christ. Either there's no lost people listening to the broadcast, or everybody's spiritually fat and don't know Jesus. Well, I'm here to tell you, everybody needs Jesus if they plan to get to heaven. In Isaiah 63:7, it says, I will tell of the kindness of the Lord, the deeds for which he is to be praised, according to all the Lord has done for us. Yes, the many good things he had done for the house of Israel, according to his compassion and many kindness. See, a testimony recounts God's blessings. You've heard me say this eon times. I can truthfully say that God has supplied our every need all the years I've been preaching. And there's been time when we didn't know we were going to have food to eat. You've heard this story one time. We were broke. I was associate pastor of a church, and they couldn't afford to pay me any money. And we didn't have anything in the house to eat but 1 or 2 pounds of navy beans. And I cooked those beans that night and put them on the stove and slow. And at 7 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock at my door. And a man said, are you Pastor Cecil Moe? And I said, I am. He said, the Lord sent me with these. And here was a sack with 2 loaves of bread sticking out of it. I thanked him, went back in the house, took those 2 loaves out of the sack. And there was a ham and a $20 bill. God has always, always, always supplied our needs. You say, well, Cecil, don't you have faith enough to go on in radio broadcasts and believe that God will supply our needs? Well, he has. Now, this last year, I've lost, I don't know how many of my listeners have went on to be with the Lord. My 2 nephews, who has given me $250 a month toward my ministry, they for 20 years. Now they've retired. Now that's gone. So you see, and I will not go in debt to preach the gospel. I will not. And you have to pay your broadcast time every month. And I tell you, these, like I say, KLTT is a wonderful broadcasting station. And that gentleman, Mike, is one of the nicest fellows you'll ever meet. I know that God's going to raise up somebody a whole lot better than me to come on the air and to continue to tell people about Jesus. In Jeremiah 29, it says, but if I say I will not mention him or speak any more in his name, his word is in my heart like a fire. A fire shall in my bones, and I am weary of holding it in. Indeed, I cannot. When you know Christ, and when you know what he's done for you, you can't keep your mouth shut. Friends, there is no place in the Bible calling for secret discipleship. Nowhere. Nowhere for secret discipleship. If you are born again, you are to tell people about Jesus. You are to go out and win souls for Christ. That's what the Bible says. In Malachi 3:16, it says, then those who feared the Lord listened and heard, and a scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord, and he honored his name. It's an everyday duty. Every day, beloved, you should be willing. Hey, I got to tell you something. You know, I've had my eyes operated on. And I went out there, and I had to have them lasered too. And I decided I had to witness to this one nurse. She's a real nice lady, married and got a couple, 3 kids. And I went in there, and here's what I asked her. I said, young lady, I'm going to ask you a question that probably has never been asked you in your entire life. And she said, what's that?
I said, where are you going when you die?
I guess
I'm going to heaven. I said, don't you know?
No.
I said, would you like to know?
Well, yeah.
I said, well, the Bible said this is written that you may know that you have passed from death into life. She said, well, I'll tell you one thing, I'm not going to hell. Well, my dear friend, she is going to hell if she doesn't repent of her sins. A nice lady. Did you know, I preached a message not too long ago, good people go to hell, bad people go to heaven. Now, there was no one worse and goofier than I was as an alcoholic. But God forgave me. Why? Because I repented. Because I confessed that I was a sinner. Now, you got to do that. You got to accept, you got to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he came for one purpose, to seek and to save that which is lost. And he came to save you. Now, I've heard preachers say, well, God's got to do this. God's got to do that. You send $1,000 seed offering. God's got to. God only has to do one thing, beloved. And that's if you repent and you cry out for God to save you, he has to do that. That is the only thing that he has committed that he has to do. And he will not renege. Now, friends, listen. We're into this age of prosperity Christianity. That's a bunch of hoo-hoo, ha-ha. And I'll tell you something else. People say that if you're sick, you can't be pleasing to God. Did you know that Paul was sick? Paul had a physician traveling with him? What in the Sam Tar's the matter with those crazy people? I'm telling you, you will be sick. You will be broke sometimes. You will have temptations. You will have trials of your faith. Read the Bible. Don't take my word for it. And God can take sickness and he can bring glory to God. Does God heal people? He absolutely does. Can he heal anything? He can heal anything. He can raise people from the dead if it is his will. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Now, Acts 2:4. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now, you know, people say, well, I know some religions, that's all they speak. That's all they teach, healing and tongues. Beloved, listen. The Bible said there was tongues. There certainly was. The Bible also says that all do not speak in tongues. All do not have the gift of healing. All do not are not preachers. Read the book of Romans. My stars in the morning. But anyway, you know why they had tongues in those days? Because there was hundreds of different dialects. And when Peter got out to preach, every one of them heard it in their own dialect. That was the miracle of tongues. Jesus himself never, ever, ever mentioned tongues. I wonder why. Because it wasn't as important as people say it is today. The most important thing, friend, is to win souls to Christ and to tell people how to be saved. That is the whole gospel in a nutshell. 2 Corinthians 4:13. It is written, I believe, therefore I have spoken. With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak. If you've been born again, you should speak for others. There's lost people tonight. Lost people you'll talk to tomorrow. You'll be in church Sunday sitting beside lost people who honestly believe from the bottom of their heart because they're a member of that church or because they followed the Lord in New Testament baptism that they're going to be allowed to go to heaven and their name written in the Lamb Book of Life. Beloved, some people, the Catholic people, believe that they have to go to Mass or they have to take, they call it the Eucharist. Let me tell you what. There's only one plan of salvation, and that's Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father except by me. Have you done that? Have you put your trust in Jesus? If not, tonight, if the Holy Spirit of God is tugging at your heart, won't you bow your head right now and say, oh God, I know I'm lost. I know I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive my sins. And come into my heart and save me tonight for Jesus' sake. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, get on the phone and call 303-471-8534. That's 303-471-8534. I'll talk to you. I'll not use your name on the air, not embarrass you. I'll not sit down and write and ask you for any money. Don't care where you go to church. All I'm concerned is about where you spend eternity. Now I want to take this time to thank all the precious people. We only have about 4 or 5 people who every month sends an offering to this ministry. Well, I'll tell you what. Someday you'll be rewarded for that. I can't reward you, but one thing I can reward is telling others about Jesus. And if you want to continue to support our prison ministry, it would surely be appreciated. And if not, you can sure pray for us. And that's what I expect from all of our listening family. I've really been disappointed that we haven't received the 4 or 5 phone calls in all these months that we've been on the air. Not that I'm a great preacher, Fred. I don't mean that. But there's got to be lost people. There's got to be lost church members listening to this broadcast. You'll never convince me that they're not. Yes, sir. Anyway, it's been a good ride. Oh, I've enjoyed all these years on radio. Sure, I'm sad. I don't want to leave, and I sure don't want to quit. But I can't do but what I got to do. And I think you respect me for that. I love all you people. And I just love those who stood by us over the years. And, you know, someday when we get to heaven, I want you to come over to my mansion. And I want you to come over and we'll have some iced tea. And we'll sit down and we'll talk about the wonderful times that we had on earth. Oh, I hope that you'll do that.
Wonderful, wonderful in we are all.
Father, I truly want to thank you for all these wonderful years on broadcasting. Lord, it's been a joy to serve you. And Father, I pray that if there's any way that you can give us some more time so that we can go into prisons and highways and byways and continue to tell people that Jesus saves. Oh, God bless those wonderful, wonderful people that stood by us over the years financially and prayerfully. Oh, God, reward them richly. And I pray, Father, that they'll continue to hold us in their prayers, because someday we're going to meet on the other side of Jordan and we're going to rejoice of the wonderful things that you've done in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Well, friends, for the past 28 minutes, your host has been Evangelist Cecil Moe. I want to thank you so much for listening. I want to thank you for praying for me. I want to thank you for supporting us all these years. But I do want you to continue to pray for us. Pray for my wife and I and my New Grace Quartet. We love what we're doing. We're called to do what we're doing. A lot of people won't go to prison. They say, I just don't feel right about that. Well, not everybody's called to go to prison. I know that, and you know it. Well, beloved, this is the last time we'll say goodbye to you. But I always ask you this. Stay sweet. Keep looking up. For this wonderful, wonderful Jesus is coming soon. Good night, and may God bless you real, real good.